It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
10 alleged gang members face felony charges in connection with a series of burglaries that targeted the Los Angeles homes of celebrities, including Rihanna, a guy from the Dodgers, and the Rams wide receiver Robert Woods. The men are charged with conspiracy and numerous other counts, including burglary and home invasion robbery. Police announced 4 arrests at a news conference in October, where they displayed recovered items, including handbags, jewelry, and cell phones. 3 of those 4 were released pending further investigation, and 2 of them were rearrested and are among those charged. Investigators found a list of additional targets that included LeBron James and Matt Damon. Officials say the victims were chosen by their social media posting. So essentially, when they knew that their schedules were indicated or were indicating that they were going to be, you know, gone and not at home, they would target their house, which is scary because not just celebrities, but I've heard that a million times just for, you know, everyday people like us. If you have a vacation or something, don't post your photos that you're out of town and stuff like that on your vacation until afterwards, because people will know that you're gone.
Yeah, that's something you got to be aware of. It's like, hey, come to my place.
O.J. Simpson's former manager Norman Pardo is making a documentary about the infamous murders, presenting the case that Simpson didn't act alone. The series will be pitched next week to streaming services, cable, and premium networks to coincide with the 25th anniversary of the homicides of Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman. Pardo claims to have more than 70 hours of video of Simpson that nobody has seen. He said, for the first time, the most thorough investigation into the murder ever conducted will be shared with America. We have assembled a team of internationally renowned criminal investigators, experts, and lawyers, and they believe that they not only can prove that O.J. Simpson was involved in their deaths, but for the first time revealed that he had at least one accomplice. Very excited about that.
Wow, okay.
And we got some more information on Stan Lee's death. You know, the Marvel creator.
Yeah, he created a lot of great comics.
So essentially, he died just from old age. He died from heart and respiratory failure. The death certificate for the comic book legend also revealed that he suffered aspiration pneumonia, which is caused by inhaling food, stomach acid, or saliva into your lung. His body was cremated and the ashes were given to his daughter. The Spider-Man creator died at the age of 95 in LA on November 12th.
All right. Wow. Thank you so much, Alex. That is the garbage here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. All right. Coming up next, she is on hold. Okay, cool. We're going to be talking to Mary, and apparently she's mad at Alex. Okay, well, Mary, let me tell you right now, get in line.
Oh, great.
No, we'll talk to her next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.